G'day, Mossy.
Morning, guys. Green with envy. Good to chat, mate. Studio, now, boys. Green with envy.
Yeah.
It's a good town.
Oh, it's a good day town. Too, mate. Blue sky, good track.
Righto, TK.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Christmas spirit.
Let's talk football. Come
now,
on.
Now, the Wanderers, mate. The Wanderers, they're keen.
They are, mate. Yeah, reports overnight that they're stepping up their attempts to lure Robbie Keane to the A-League, and that's great news. And the one thing that West Sydney have never really had, which has been pointed out a couple of times this season, despite their success over their 4 years, has been one of those 15 to 20 goal strikers. And, if he does come, it wouldn't be until January, but certainly he's capable of scoring goals on a regular basis. And don't forget, they've got the Asian Champions League at the end of the season as well, so that'd be a massive boost if they could get him.
Is that realistic to get Keane here?
It is, TK, based on what his motivations are. I mean, there's certain players...
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's not a lot of them, but there's certain players who have made as much money as they can poke a stick at during their career, so they're after challenges. And this would be a great little project for him. If you think January through till April, May, that'd be a great little project for him and before he takes the next step in his career.
Fornaroli, mate, made that speech off the cards, off the cue cards, and all of a sudden he threw the cue cards away and said, F off.
No, he didn't. Apparently he was trying to say, vamos. Vamos.
Vamos, apparently. Vamos just came into F off. And vamos in Spanish apparently means let's go.
Yeah, that's right. So obviously the emotion got the better of him. And, from all reports, he's a fantastic guy and a great team man and very respectful of the game and the supporters. But unfortunately, when you're in the public eye, if you overstep that line, there needs to be ramifications to make sure that the stall is set out for others not to follow that example. And by all reports, FFA will come down with a fine on him. He shouldn't be suspended, but it should hit him in the skyrocket.
Yeah, I guess we've just got to accept his explanation.
Move on.
The best we can.
He'll be right. He's got through it, I think.
Vamos.
Yeah, Cahill, mate, he's in doubt for Brisbane with his knee.
Yeah, that's right. And look, that's a blow for Melbourne City, of course, this weekend. But probably a wider ramification would be the following week when Melbourne City come to Sydney to play Sydney FC at ANZ Stadium. And they've that game, and I'm not sure why it's at ANZ Stadium, but it's a much bigger venue than Allianz, of course, and they'd be banking on the Tim Cahill factor to bring a bigger crowd in for that game. So if he's out for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, then that's going to definitely impact on the gate for what should have been a blockbuster top of the table, which still will be, of course. It'll still have that table appeal, but it won't have the Cahill appeal if he's out. So watch this space.
All right, now let's get to your tips, mate. If you quickly can, let's go Victory v Perth. Who do you like again?
Yeah, Victory. Perth struggling big time with injuries. Castro, Risden, Grant, Reece Williams is out suspended, so they're down on numbers big time. Rojas, in unbelievable form, scored 5 in 5. Tipping Victory 2-0 in that one.
All right, the Central Coast Wanderers.
Here we go, TK. I'm backing the Mariners to go back-to-back for the second time this season. I failed in the first attempt, but they're at home against the Wanderers. The Wanderers aren't instilling any confidence in me. The Mariners played very well last week against Perth, so I'm tipping them to go back-to-back at home.
All right, they're $3.50. Melbourne City up against Brisbane, with Melbourne City $2 hot favourites at tab.com.au.
That's right. Brisbane have lost Brett Holman, which is a massive blow for them, for 6 weeks out with a knee injury, undergone the knee surgery during the week. The form of Melbourne City, of course, and the placebo effect from the other night, Melbourne City to get the points at home in a scoreline of 2-1.
Okay. Newcastle-Sydney.
Sydney for that one. I think they'll bounce back. They'll be hurting from the other night, so they'll go to Newcastle, get all 3 points, 1-0. And for the last game, I'm going to tip Adelaide at home to finally break through for that win. So it should be a great weekend of football,
champions,
guys.
The champions from last year yet to have a win. Mate, they're $1.70, Adelaide against Wellington at tab.com.au. And your other tip, mate, Sydney FC $1.70. At tab.com.au up against the Newcastle Jets. Mossy, we'll miss you and Mudgy, mate, but have a great weekend.
You guys fly the flag for us. Speak to you Monday.